Wow.
There go the doors. Disappearing in the Sunset. Tim Tate finishing up with L.A. Woman. And now time to move on. This is KJLT Bolton, KJLC East Helena, serving the Helena Valley. This is Ron Sanchez here on this lucky Friday the 13th of May. And it's a lucky day for me. I pulled into the parking ramp and it's free today. Saved me $12. I can go buy two beers. Yay me. KJLT is supported by Bozeman Fly Supply, a full-service local fly shop specializing in fly tying tools, materials, and fishing gear. Open daily 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. located at 2621 West College and Main Street, and online at bozemanflysupply.com. Everything to feed your vice. And Steep Mountain Tea House, offering hot and cold classic teas from around the world, homemade chai lattes, bubble tea, and bulk loose leaf tea. Open daily from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. located at 402 East Main in Bozeman, and online at steepmtnt.com. Phone 577-2740. I had the weather up here. Let's see. It was trying to rain on me earlier when I was leaving the house. Let's see. Is this it? Yes. They're saying it'd be a high of 45 today, low of 27 tonight. Well, that's Big Sky. You're going to get some snow down in Big Sky. Here in Bozeman, high of 48. Rain today, rain tomorrow, and rain Monday and Tuesday. Yay. Our spring showers are here. That looks good. And about the same around the area. Always a little warmer in Gardner today. Huh, 54 in Gardner. That's nice. And Helena, 50 with rain. So, yeah. Perfect weather for this time of year. The yards are looking good. That snow the other day, that made a mess of things. Lots of tree branches and trees down around the neighborhood. It pays to have your arborists come in and clean up your trees. The trees like it. And it's good. I know it's an expense, but I had some horrible damage last year from an unpruned tree. And I learned my lesson once again. I should know better. This 3 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by Explore Big Sky newspaper, covering Big Sky and Southwest Montana with compelling stories and professional photography from across the region. Available twice monthly at newsstands around Bozeman, West Yellowstone, and Big Sky. Online at explorebigsky.com. Downloads now available from the App Store.
You're listening to Around Town. Here's what's happening for Friday. In Bozeman, journalist Charles Chuck Johnson, who covered Montana politics for more than 40 years, and Judge Sidney Thomas both receive honorary doctorates at MSU. Gallatin Watershed Council hosts the Bozeman Dog Poop Cleanup event. MSU hosts an online lecture, An Epidemic Wrapped in a Pandemic, the Opioid Epidemic in Gallatin County. Biome Slowcraft Collective opens their art market. Cole Decker plays at the Sack and Three Forks. The Friday Night Weekly Car Meet starts at Gallatin Valley Mall. Intermountain Opera presents The Marriage of Figaro at the Wilson Auditorium. The Bein' Useful album release party is at the Filler. Whiz Bang is at Last Best Comedy. Martin Taylor and Bruce Foreman perform at the Ellen Theater. It's Jazz Night with Alex Robolata at Red Tractor Pizza. Sam Platts and the Plainsmen are at Stacy's in Gateway. The Wild Signs are at the Jump. And Black Tiger Sex Machine is at the Elm. On Saturday, the Gem Jewelry and Fossil Show is at the Fairgrounds. Aaron Watson performs at the Elm. Sam Platts and the Plainsmen perform at Music Ranch. The 15th Annual Fiddle Fest is in Pony. The Montana Brewers Spring Rendezvous is at Haynes Pavilion. Page and the People's Band Spring Fever is at the Filling Station. And on Sunday, Billy Bob Thornton and the Boxmasters play at the Armory Music Hall. In Livingston, Legally Blonde, the musical, is at the Shane LaLanne through the weekend. It's open mic night at Pine Creek Lodge. Gary Small and the Coyote Brothers are at Chico Hot Springs through Saturday. Also on Saturday, Chandler Huntley plays at Pine Creek Lodge, and Open Range is at the Old Saloon in Immigrant. In Helena, Space 111 hosts an art auction for the people of Ukraine. The Just In Case Band plays at LNC Brewing. And Gary Frigo with Second Wind are at Schooners through Saturday. You can listen to Around Town on weekdays at 10, 3, and 7 on KGLT.
Oh, lots going on this weekend. Go find something fun to do, but right now, turn it up.
River's getting higher. No wood for the fire. They saw the Messiah, but I guess I missed him again. That brings my score to 110. The water's getting closer. Better ring. Stack up the potatoes. Oh, Jack, are you ever coming back? Will your operatic soul turn back? Keep me turning, oh, keep me on. Keep me burning for your son. Keep me turning, don't you leave me till the very last. Keep me.
To recognize your son. Coming home, yeah, yeah. Getting home, 'cause I failed your mother. Mm-hmm. So just let me warn you, Mother, you won't recognize me now. Mother, you won't recognize me now. Mother, you won't recognize me now. Sister, you won't recognize me now. Mother, you won't recognize me now. We'll be right back.
This world.
Jimi Hendrix, Screaming Live, Stockholm, Sweden, 1969. And that set goes out to Rick Parnell, who left us 2 weeks ago on May 1st. Sad day indeed. One of his great stories was his dad, who was a famous English musician, said, "Rick, you have to come down to the Dusty Springfield TV show tonight, the filming." And Rick thought, "Well, why?" And his dad insisted. And when he got there, Jimi Hendrix was playing it, and he debuted Voodoo Child's Slight Return, and then later bought Jimi Hendrix a drink. Rick Parnell a drink. So there you go. We've lost that. That great history is gone. So it goes. Time moves on. Got us right to 3:30 with some stuff there. And it meant to make some sense. Started off with Pete Townsend and Ronnie Lane from Rough Mix, Keep Me Turning. The Face is Bad and Ruined. Almost heard a Quadrophenia by The Who, but a reluctant CD player got me. And then Jimi Hendrix finishing up, and we'll move on. I'll get back to The Who later. I can do that. In the meantime, let me tell you something. Oh, yes, the Dalians have landed. Daily Coffee and Eatery, located in Bozeman's Cannery District, with indoor seating and the newly refurbished outdoor patio. Order by phone using the Joe app. Information and menu online at dailycoffeeandeatery.com. And there must be something interesting happening in town. Let's see. I thought I saw something that would, we'll just go this way, huh?
Are you looking for some exciting new music to amplify your playlist?
Don't try to fight it. I know you like it. Yeah. Taking over like a virus. It's about a riot. Yeah.
I'm Jim DeRogatis.
And I'm Greg Cott. We share some of our favorite records that are flying underneath the mainstream radar. This week on Sound Opinions.
Sound Opinions, Sunday at 6 p.m. on KGLT.
Okay, I think I'm ready again. Did I type that in? Yeah, I got it going, I think. This is brand new. I actually just got it this morning. I don't think it's even out yet. It's a great band out of England called The Chemistry Set, not to be confused with the great band out of Seattle called The Chemistry Set. And their new album is called Pink Felt Trip. And thanks to Dave McLean for shooting that over to me. Good guy. And the record's great. I'm really excited about this. And I hope to actually snag a real copy as soon as it's available. Nope. Where'd it go? I've lost it. Ha! See what happens when you're doing a radio show. Sometimes you put things away that you haven't played yet, and that's always exciting. And hopefully you catch it, because then I get home and I can't find CDs somewhere. I've misplaced it, but here you go. It's on this one here. This is The Chemistry Set.
Thank you. Thank you.
Late great Roy Loney, the last Long Shots album, Shake It or Leave It, partially recorded right here in Bozeman. Roy's a great guy. He loved it up here. Had a good time. Showed him the sights and made a record. That's fun. Making records. Can't beat it. 3:47. I'm going to take a quick break here and just get right back to music.
On Saturday, May 14th, Montana Historical Society presents Second Saturday, the pop-up exhibit at the Historical Society Auditorium. The exhibit will showcase amazing collections from everyday people, including spinning wheels, vintage 78 records, needlework tools, Lewis and Clark memorabilia, and much more. And collectors will be on hand to discuss their items. Second Saturday, the pop-up exhibit, May 14th from 1:30 to 3 p.m. at Montana Historical Society, 225 North Roberts in Helena.
Okay, let's continue with music.
people who didn't want to appear. But we became so confused by the things we couldn't hear. We started to move towards the right-hand side. To get a better view, we walked right inside. I took down I was woken up by the chambermaid to clean up the mess where I had laid. I apologized for having stayed too long in the nice new house. I felt I didn't belong, so they moved me on.
tea.